John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Michael Vlahos, my colleague of many years, is here, and we're discussing patterns. Patterns that Michael and I have examined from the fanciful point of view of being Roman citizens, equestrian class in 90 AD, and reflecting on the loss of the Roman Republic. And 2,000 years later, reflecting, have we lost the American Republic? Many people would say, yes, we have. We have an empire in its place, but that empire is now being denied, not challenged, denied by the fifth generation since the founding, sixth generation, seventh generation. In any event, the grandchildren of the Redeemer Nation of 1945, being challenged, being rejected. I told Michael, when they pulled over a statue of Ulysses Grant, I threw up my hands and said, this is not anything but anarchy. That's all it is. It's nihilism. It's chaos. Whatever it is, it's not thoughtful. I remain there. And, Michael, we've had the relatively trite episode of Major League Baseball being, what you'd have to say, whipsawed to this week by falsehoods projected by the White House. And they'll live with it for quite some time, politicizing America's pastime. That doesn't come close to pulling over a statue of Ulysses Grant. That tells me you don't know what the nation is or what it thinks of itself. You say in your essay that elite solutions make things worse. Is that what we're witnessing now, these solutions of castigating the state legislature of Georgia, making it worse, making people feel like the leadership in the White House is no longer leading us? It's reacting to wokeness.
Well, you're bringing up one of the great paradoxical aspects of the woke insurgency and any kind of new religion that seeks to overthrow, you know, what you might call the old regime. And it's funny that there is an incredible convergence between Ulysses S. Grant and baseball, because, of course, baseball was the creation of the Civil War. And Grant, in the 1880s and 90s and after, just look at Grant's tomb in Manhattan, Grant, for the world of America after the Civil War, was the great hero, not Lincoln, but Grant. And so you have this incredible vision of America emerging out of the Civil War that is being destroyed, as well as the vision of Washington and Jefferson. All of the various guises and faces of the original America are being torn apart, burned, and destroyed. And what the elite seeks to do in a revolutionary situation, which is what we're in, which is really a religious war, is that the elite seeks to tear everything down and destroy it, even if that creates enormous tension and conflict. The idea is to push the conflict to a point where they can then go after those who would defend the America that was. In other words, those who would once be counted as patriots, you and me, those who had defended America, who'd served in the military and elsewhere, would be the enemy. And this is what's going on right now. And even though this puts the society as a whole in a situation of intense conflict, if they, in the end, come out on top and can put all of those who would defend the old order, the old America that we cherish, into whatever, concentration camps, or just eradicate them generally, they will have won. This is, in effect, what happened after 1917 in the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union was a coup d'etat.
We just have a minute, Michael.
You had a tiny elite that took over, and then they inflicted a gigantic civil war on this incredibly large world called the Russian Empire, and they came out on top. And that was their strategy. And I'm worried right now that the strategy of the woke is to do the same thing to our country.
Michael Vlahos, he's a historian. He teaches at Johns Hopkins, writing most recently an essay about the patterns The Doom of the Elite from the American Conservative, the patterns for the last 2,000 years. I don't have any evidence to refute what Michael projects is possible. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.